Unit 1. Careers. Listening 1. Listen to the conversations, then complete exercises A and B. A. 1.
Hi, Laura. This is Jason Jackman from Showcase Stores.
Hi, Jason. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm calling to ask you if there's any chance of getting Sabrina Marquez to do another contract with us. You know, she worked at our Lexington store last year during the holiday period. Is there any way we can get her back again this year?
Just let me have a look at her schedule. Okay, here it is. Well, right now she's working on a 2-month contract for a department store. But that finishes on the 15th. When do you need her to start?
It would be great if she could start right after that and work through the end of January.
She's down for another contract in January, but that hasn't been finalized yet. Let me check with her on this.
I really need to get this sorted out pretty quickly. Can you get back to me before the end of the week?
No problem. I'll let you know tomorrow.
2.
People Power, can I help you?
Yes. My name is Howard Mason. I'm the HR manager of Dextro Logistics, and we need to hire some temporary staff.
Fine, Mr. Mason. What exactly are you looking for?
Well, I need to hire 2 truck drivers for a service contract that we've just taken on. Do you have any drivers available?
Yes, we do have a number of drivers available. What does the job involve?
It's for an international assignment. We have to deliver some merchandise to a client in Mexico, and they gave us your name. The job would be for 2 drivers and would take about a week, I reckon.
I'll need to know the exact dates, and we'll also have to discuss the conditions and go over the contract together. I think it might be better to meet.
Sure. Could you come over to my office tomorrow, mid-morning? We're at 19 West 57th, 3rd floor.
Just let me check. Okay, that's fine. Shall we say at 11?
Fine. See you then.
3.
This is Laura Alvarado of People Power. Manfred Leiby, please?
Speaking. What can I do for you?
Well, actually, it's about Hamish Douglas. You know, the chef who's been working under contract with you for the last 2 weeks. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but he's just informed me that he's accepted a full-time position elsewhere without giving me any notice.
That's really a shame, because he was working out so well. But I assume you'll be able to supply us with a replacement as soon as possible.
Yes, I have a young French chef, Madeleine Legrand, who can replace him. She's just waiting for me to confirm the assignment.
This is a busy period, and I can't afford to be short-staffed. Could you please have her call me first thing tomorrow?